Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Welcome to a Tuesday edition of Weekly Conversation. Thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world and on Blog Talk Radio, as I said, around the world, and anyone listening on Facebook Live. Thank you so much for tuning in. I got a conversation. This is going to be a huge, huge conversation. Message you do not want to miss because it's something that has been on my heart. Is my gut? I hope my gut's wrong. When you look at a restaurant, you never want to go there as a newbie and be right. Because, oh, no, you got the wrong beef. Because, like, where I work, we get these little steaks. And they're, like, look like little tiny ribeyes. And when you cook them on the flat top, they fall apart and they turn into Philly cheesesteak meat. It's what a lot of places around the world use for Philly cheesesteak meat. And they said, go here, get out. And they got this big chunk of meat. We had like 15-20 minutes before we went lunch. Huge big chunk of meat. Big chunk. Oh no, put that back. That's the wrong stuff. I'll get the right stuff. No, I told you where to put it. I told you where to get it. I know. You gave me the directional coordinates, the latitude, longitude. I looked exactly what you told me. I was right. I didn't want to be right because we had 20 minutes, and we had this giant, and we had to try to steam it for like 10 minutes and then try to pull apart. It was a nightmare because it wasn't the stuff we're used to getting. And stuff I want to talk about today, I hope I'm wrong. I pray I'm wrong, but I don't think so. I want to get into so much tonight. I want to get into Gavin Newsom worried about a potential third wave, and I've heard about September, a second wave, like a second time. So I want to get into that. Alfred Ortiz and C.L. Gray, the coronavirus provides basically enough evidence. Bring this stuff back. Bring our meds back. Bring everything back. Manufacture stuff in America. William Barr probably will not be, Obama and Biden will probably not be prosecuted, so I wonder who paid Barr off. He's got to go. Homeowner who shot and killed naked intruder going into his kid's bedroom. 9mm is still the best fix for child pedophiles. Hillary Clinton calls us domestic terrorists. So I'm a sexist, racist, domestic terrorist, but Trump calls me an American. Louisiana lawmakers have actually advanced a pair of bills Thursday that would actually significantly expand the medical marijuana program. I'll get into that and much, much more. And English Premier League players are like, hey, we want to get back training. We don't understand it. We want to get the season done. Let's go. Come on. That and much, much more. So welcome to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of. And John 3:18. There is no judgment against anyone who believes in him, but anyone who does not believe in him has already been judged for not believing in God's one and only Son. John 3:18, New Living Translation. Think about that as you're going through whenever you're watching this, the morning, the evening. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to get on the Rainiacs after this and see the Rock Goddess. Patrick Norris, go check him out. The Rock Goddess, he's amazing. He comes live on Thursday night and there's like a 45-minute show of music and stuff. It's pretty cool. Yeah, I have my Siegel Merlin out and I played Wagon Wheel. Not bad. I didn't put music to it like I did before because it'll get instantly copyrighted and taken down. So I just did that by myself. But I'm going to get into something that I've been wanting to talk about. It's been on my heart. What I'm sensing, because like I remember being at the top of my lungs, going like, Trump should have been against a bunch of things. The wall. Why wasn't Trump against the wall? He should have been against the wall 1,000,000%, because they'd have been against the wall from the beginning. Well, you know what, folks? For the betterment of America, see, we got to work together with the Democrats. We're going to, sorry, but we got to have a wall. Nancy Pelosi, I want you to work on a bill. We're going to get this wall built. You want it, we'll get it done. I don't want to do it, but you want it, so we're going to do what you want. There were several times that my wife's like, you were talking about that 2 weeks ago, and Hannity was talking about today, or Rush was talking about that. I've been ahead of the curve in a lot of things. And I just, something just tells me that when, if you look at the projections and how many people they projected to be, that to be affected by corona and killed and all this stuff, that I don't think the virus is doing what it was targeted to do. I think when they got the virus and all this stuff was going to happen, I think they expected it to have a, because it's like a 98% survival rating. I think it was supposed to have like a 70%. I think a way more higher percentage of people were supposed to die from the virus. And they're behind the scenes, like, what went wrong? Why? What went wrong? Because I feel like they're trying to panic us and we need to stay locked down. We can't, we got to have a vaccine. You can't do anything. We got to stay locked down, shut down. They're trying to make it seem worse than it is for the fact that it didn't do what it was planned. Pardon me. Or it was planned that way. Like the way they were panicking people with toilet paper and stuff was because that's what they were told. Hey, this is how bad we believe it's going to be. And now that it's not as bad as they believed it was going to be, they're trying to panic us to try to, and people are not buying this lockdown, and since we're not buying it, they're like, crap, what do we do? Because I've heard a lot of people talk about a second, like, well, should we even be opening schools? And because there's a second wave coming in September. There's a second wave. I mean, are you going to want to bring kids back to school and universities and colleges and kindergarten and all this just to have the second wave come, and then we have to, like, shut everything down again? Second wave. Second wave, second wave, second wave, a second wave. They're not saying, well, we think maybe August to December, somewhere in there, this may come back. We may have an issue. No, they're saying there's a second wave, September, like September 1st, be prepared. Something's coming. Like, bells are just going off my head. Like, why are they keep, like, should we even bring kids back to school? Because at September, when school starts, second wave is coming. Something is coming. And it just makes me, and I just have a feeling like this virus didn't do what it was intended to do. And they're either trying to fix the virus so that it works like it was intended to try to interrupt this country and make it fall apart so that they can blame Trump. Or they're going to do something else. They can't have Trump. See, you got to understand something. I've said this before. I feel like they won they rigged the election and Trump won. And they've been trying to figure out and I think behind the scenes they're trying to figure out how did Trump win a rigged election? We rigged the election for us. How did Trump win? We rigged it. What the hell went wrong? And I think they've tried to figure out how to fix that glitch. And they want to disrupt this election. They want this country to be bad so they can. Well, but I think in the short term, everyone was standing up against the governments. People in England were backing Trump and like, hey, we're getting out of the EU. We're getting out of all this stuff. We're basically one step away from telling the kings and queens to go stick it up their. You know what? They're ASS. And, let me see here. People in Hong Kong were rising up against the Chinese Communist Party. wait a minute, all these protests like that were going on and people standing up are vanquished, gone. Gone. Like my producer said, I'm voting for Trump no matter what. Now I've posted this many times, and I've said this: if it's that bad, Nancy Pelosi, we need to suspend. You want to fix this virus so quickly? You need to suspend elections indefinitely, and Trump will stay in office until 2024, unless there's a cure. And I guarantee you, in one day, well, researchers say they found a way to this vaccine works, and they're going to have a million vaccinations every minute produced, and we will within a month eradicate the thing. I guarantee you there would be an instant cure for this thing if Trump was to stay in as president indefinitely until there's a cure. They already don't want you to use hydrochloroquine because it's an old drug that they can't make money off of. And I'm surprised they haven't tried to alter the thing, like take a molecule and alter it and switch it just enough. Because I looked into getting this, but it's so expensive, Provigil or Nuvigil. And when you take Provigil or Nuvigil, it's for narcolepsy, because I basically literally am probably narcoleptic. I can sit in a meeting during the day and just fall asleep. I have no energy, but it's mainly I have a myopathy. It's a muscle disease. So I give everything I have to Christ, and who gives me strength. And, you know, he's the one that gives me the ability to do the show. And, you know, no matter what happens in my life, he gets the glory. And they took the molecule and they turned it around, and they were able to get another patent. Same molecule. They turn it around and they get a whole nother patent. That's why you have Provigil, Nuvigil, it's the exact same medication. All they did was turn the molecule around. They were able to get the FDA to give them a second patent. They didn't do any. They didn't even add. A lot of times they'll just add one link to a medication, a chain to it, that it does not change. It doesn't do anything. But when they add that link, hey, it's a new molecule, new patent, it's a different drug. Well, that molecule, if it's there or not, it's not going to do. It's not going to affect the drug in any way. Sort of like those foot spas that they have, that you sit there and you put water in there and you put salt in there, and the coil is made out of like a steel material that when you plug it in and the low current goes through, it reacts with the salty water and it turns the water all nasty, and everyone's like, oh look, that's all the toxins coming out of my body. Well, if you take your feet out, if you never put your feet in there and plug it in and do that, they've shown that the water turns all gross and nasty, period. That's not the toxins coming out. There are a lot of people like me that believe that that low voltage current that's very, very low that goes through that water might actually help with pain relief and give you the relief that people are, and I believe that might be the relief they're getting. But it's not. There's no toxins coming out of your body. That water will change that color with your feet in it or not in it. I mean, you got to do due diligence, because I saw something on the Drain the Swamp page, and it had the Chicago mayor, and the Chicago mayor is like, you know, and it said something to the effect of, what is it? The Chicago mayor wants to, you know, the people to pledge allegiance to the New World Order. And when I shared this YouTube video and this article, instantly came up as fake. It doesn't even, I mean, when it shares, it automatically gets tagged as fake instantly. You don't even, like, if you go to check to see if you shared it, it's automatically, it's fake, it's not showing up, here's why. And I found it on the Drain the Swamp page, and I commented that, and I've been able to share it since. And they don't want the truth. I mean, I do my due diligence because I didn't think this was real first. And then I watched, like I don't want to see words on a page. I'll read them because I do, but I want to see facts. There's one where supposedly Nancy Pelosi called them the Americans retarded idiots or whatever, and all this stuff, and they're stupid. And you can find all these pages that talk about it, but there's no audio of it. And supposedly she was caught on the hot mic, not realizing the mic that she had on was still hot, and they could hear everything, and it, there's no audio of it. So that I can see her saying that. I can see Hillary Clinton calling black people the N-word behind closed doors, but if it's not, if you don't have audio, it's just he said, she said. And I want to try to be up in front with my audience and say, okay, is this factual? Did she actually say this? I know it's like four websites. They said she said it. I want to hear audio from her own mouth so I have something to back it up. I want to fact check it. That's what takes so long on this program. I have to fact check everything. Because there's so much like MSNBC. And it looks almost identical to MSNBC, and they have like a thing, and it's fake. John Lennon dies. Well, no. What's funny is they don't update these, because I share these all the time. Like, this person's missing, that person's missing, and someone commented in a private message, yeah, that person was found like 2 months ago, but thank you for posting it, though. Thank you for sharing it. I'm like, yeah, we need to get some updates on these things, you know, so that when you post that someone has passed away or something, you know, because there are people that post, like, I didn't know he died, and then, like, 3 years ago the person died, or, I mean, she was found? I mean, we have Gavin Newsom now worried about a potential, like, third wave, and when it comes, I want to be prepared, you know, we need to be prepared, a third wave. Don't worry, September, gone. They're not probably going to go back to school. What knowledge, what do they know right now that they're questioning starting school? With a 90-some% survival rate of this virus, I have one of my friends, her daughter gave the middle finger in her graduation dress. And you know why she did that? I was shocked when I found out the reason. I go to Walmart and it's like Black Friday, but we can't have a prom. I have to be in line at Menards to go into Menards, but we're going to have to wait to vote. We can't have a prom or a graduation in person, but I'm in the jam-packed Walmart. Are you kidding me? Supposedly at Walmart, technically they have like, they like count you, and they're like, they would not let you in if there was too many people in the store, but I don't think it ever gets that. But still, there's a lot of people in Walmart. I just look, ma'am, yeah, you can't go in this direction. Yeah, I just noticed today that they have like signs on the floors like going down this aisle, because my boss is May 30th, I think it is, or May 20th or something. So I got to look. I'll look tomorrow. It's her birthday. I think it's the 20th or 30th. I forget when. But I'm planning something for her because she did a lot of stuff for me. So I'm planning stuff. And like going down, like where they have the cards and party stuff. And I'm like, they're like, oh, I'm going the wrong way. Woohoo! I'm a breaking the law. But, you know, there's like 10th wind and, you know, it's going to come. We're going to have like you know, if they're already planning on considering not having schools start like colleges, what's going on? What do they know that we don't? Because the flu kills more people, but we can't really gauge when the flu is going to come back or whatever. But they keep talking about the second wave in September. Just makes you wonder. But remember, the people that are biggest involved with this virus are the ones that are pushing the vaccine. Kind of like, hey, I'll make this virus, and then I'll make the vaccine. Yeah, if anyone knows how I want to invest in this vaccine. I want to have money, but I want to have it to where, because it probably won't, or whoever's going to manufacture it, so I can make lots of money off it and then like sell it and insider trade and all that stuff. Just question. I'm just wondering, because the flu might come back. next year. But who knows how bad it's going to be, when it's going to be, when it's going to happen. I mean, we were going to, like I was telling Brittany at work, I'm like, I was going to have, like, 27th of my anniversary, fifth year, we're going to have something really special at, like, the clubhouse. We're going to do, you know, I was going to invite a bunch of people and, well, nope, can't have that because of the virus. Okay, we'll all wear hazmat suits. And I'm like, well, then why'd they fill up the dang pool? They fill up a pool, and if you can go swim, but you can't have a, this whole virus thing is just so bullcrap to me. I just don't buy it one bit. Well, this virus, I mean, I honestly think it was meant to do more damage than it did. Like, the lethality rate of it, like, the percentage of deaths were supposed to be higher. So, I truly believe that, and I think that they don't want us. There's all these people that post anyone but Trump, and I posted my little like cartoon character, and it's like, no. Anyone but Trump. Okay, so you want, yeah, and Biden's even come out saying, well, when I become president, I will permanently end the Keystone Pipeline. I will put in legislation to stop the Keystone Pipeline permanently forever. So I guess Joe, he wants us, I wonder, does China have oil? Because he's in bed with China. I'm asking for a friend because, you know, I think Joe wants us dependent on foreign countries, not our own. Let's bring all the manufacturing back here. If I'm elected, the Keystone Pipeline will stop permanently. We're going to have nothing but wind turbines that run on nothing but fossil fuels. Yeah, something's got to lube all those bearings and bolts and parts. Yeah. It sounds, doesn't it sound nice that a big giant fan out in the field is propelled by nothing but wind? All the nuts, the bearings, the wheels, all those. Yeah, they just turn on their own. There's no lubrication, no nothing. Those things use so much petroleum-based oils and lubricants to keep them going. They're not. It's a facade. See, those wind turbines are sort of like socialism. From the outside, it looks neat. Oh, look. Look at that. Isn't it so neat? Can you believe it? We're getting energy just from wind. It's wind friendly. There's no... this. But if you look inside... well, what's all this grease and oil and all this? What are all these barrels? Well, yeah, you gotta... yeah, this is... there are bearings, there are ball bearings, and there are, like, wheels and all that stuff. That's got to have lubrication. It's got to have oil. On the outside, it looks nice. Sort of like those fake houses they have in North Korea. Come on over to the paradise in the north. And it's just to try to, a facade to try to get people to come over. But there are empty shells. There's nothing there. But anyways, if they weren't empty, you'd be able to see people. It'd be tiny, but you'd be able to see people walk around doing stuff. But, you know, they're just there, you know, to try to entice people. You know. Yeah, I'd love to move to Cuba for the Cuban cigars, but hey, why would I want to go there? It's a brutal, evil dictator running the place. You know, the facade is, look at, this blade spins, and energy is produced. Well, okay, aren't there wheels and ball bearings and all kinds of lugs and nuts? that are lubricated by fossil fuels? Well, yes, there is, sir. Yeah, they're not as earth-friendly as they're made out to be. But the liberals don't think about stuff like that because they're brainwashed. They just, how can you be for depending on another country for necessities? I really want to trust a country that gave me the virus with a mask. Sorry, I don't believe in the masks, and I sure in the heck don't want to wear a mask made from a country that gave me the virus. Don't really trust a country that gave us a virus. But supposedly, that country that gave me the virus, oh, don't worry, it's masks from China. They're fine. They work. Just take your mask and blow a candle out. If you can, the mask isn't good enough. And don't wear them for too long because you'll be breathing in your own carbon dioxide and you can get sick. Yeah. I'm just saying. Do your research. Do your homework. Like I had to. When I looked up, did that governor really say that stuff? Yep, she did. You need to pledge allegiance to the New World Order and other high-up entities. See that actually, because for the longest time, I had, the Bilderberg Group is fake. You actually believe that in the new, you actually believe this New World Order? A lot of those to me are like Area 51. For the longest time, we knew they existed. We didn't know what their purpose was. Now they're admitting that they exist. I mean, people that have millions of dollars invested in these laboratories where this virus came from in America and over in China. Yeah. They want you to be vaccinated and have microchips. Okay, microchip me. Go ahead, because I'll find, I'm just going to sit there and, go to my dentist. Yeah, I need some Novocaine. Yeah, put it right here. I want to cut this thing out, and I'll cut it out. Throw it away. I mean, what's going to stop? And plus, it had to be something that you could have that wouldn't be affected by, if you have to have an x-ray, or would it have to be something that a magnet wouldn't be affected by it. But these people want to microchip you. We need to bring manufacturing back home. The medications need to come back home. I mean, these vaccines and stuff that we like the flu shot and stuff, they should be made here. These prescriptions need to be made here, generics and everything. Not made in Fabrica, China. And I think people are waking up. It's warm in here.
I'll turn on the air.
Yeah.
Or do you want me to open up the door?
You can open up the door if you want. It's my wife, my producer. But, it's just one of those things that when you look at this world and where we're going, people need to wake up. Sorry. But this second wave, this September thing, sorry. There ain't no... September's coming. Be prepared. Something's coming. I don't know what it is, but that's not me saying that. That's people saying... I mean, if it was...
I had heard that they think a second wave is coming.
Oh, I've heard that. Because my mom was the one that told me that they're debating on having the colleges and universities come back. Because let's say they come back and they have the virus again and have to shut right back down. See, but here's my thing, though. If a vaccine is going to give you antibodies and protect you, then if I've already had the virus, then I'm immune, so I won't need the vaccine. Not that I...
Well, I don't care if I've had it or not. I'm not getting the vaccine, period. Not going to happen. I don't get a flu shot, and I won't do that.
It's just... I mean, because I've told someone, I said, I don't care if you're for vaccines or not, but when the people that want you to get a vaccine are the people that created the virus. There's something wrong. Yeah, two and two aren't equal to four on that equation. But it's one of those things, man, and it's... I hope I'm wrong, but I just have a feeling that they're going to try to do something near the election time to try to, but then what can they, I mean, what would they do? Because I would honestly, and I haven't heard this, but okay, if something's going to come in September, like the virus come back, okay, well then if we have to vote by mail, then we need to just shut the election down until... I honestly think Trump needs to come out. Well, I've talked it over, and I'm going to stay in power indefinitely until there's a cure for the virus, like 2024. I guarantee you, they would have a cure for that thing so fast. We just got 500 million doses of hydrochloroquine. It works.
I shared it through a conversation, and I shared it to my page. If you look, there is a business in Pennsylvania or Philadelphia flat out opening up. Put paper, because it was a gym. It was his own the guy that owns the gym during this quarantine at first shut down, and he was out working out by himself. People went by, took a picture, called the police. Police came, said, oh, it's a $15,000 fine, yada, 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 they'll pull your license. So he said, you know what, we did it for 2 weeks, we did it for a month. He goes, we're on month three. And we're going public about it because we want businesses to know not only they're not alone, but how to do it right where the government really can't say anything. We went above and beyond the CDC. Or at first we opened up where it was only the members of the gym so they could know who was in the gym and who wasn't in the gym. They had their own little personal sanitizers that they gave to each person when they came in for the person to clean the equipment when they get done and before and after.
You should be doing that anyways.
But I'm just saying, they went above and beyond.
Oh, I know. But you talk to my friends at work that go to clubs all the time. When I used to work out before I realized it was killing me because of my muscle issue and I never got benefit from it, I always took they usually had like a spray bottle and a towel and you cool. Because who knows, a sweaty person was, I mean, just.
I go to Walmart, like you were saying, and they're around 200 to 400 people going through that.
Yeah.
And you know they're not cleaning. I mean, people, I do it myself. Go and pick up something. Oh, I pick up this.
And I put it back.
Right. Oh, they're not cleaning everything off like that. A big box stores, they're what? No. But it's hurting a little. The middle, it's hurting the small business.
Yeah.
You know. And he said, you know what, we don't care. We don't care how much the fines are. He goes, because they asked him, well, what will happen? If they shut you down today. He goes, we'll be here at 8 o'clock tomorrow. We'll be here at 8 o'clock the next day. We'll be here at 8 o'clock until.
Yeah.
If they don't quit with this,
there's
going to be a revolution.
Yeah, there is. I mean, when you have
I don't know who does. Your parents, my parents, our brothers and our sisters. I don't know even my aunts and uncles. I don't know what members of our families that really trust the government. But let's say something actually was serious, okay? And we had to. It was like, it is legit.
Yeah.
Right? Who are we going to trust them if they come up with this next time?
No. That's, well, there's a lot of people that say, look at for years, oh, if you smoke a joint, it's equivalent to like a carton of unfiltered cigarettes. Marijuana is the most dangerous, deadliest product out there in the world. And now that we're finding out that, hey, it can be used for Alzheimer's, it actually improves lung function. I know a lady on a beach, stage 4 lung cancer. Well, I've never smoked. I'm dead anyways, 100%. She had all the papers that you give to the insurance, that you give to all like the credit card companies to say, hey, you're terminal, you know, here's my letter, I'm going to pay what I can, but if I can't, sorry. And like after like smoking 3 times on the beach, she started to breathe better. And when she went to the doctor, they x-rayed and her lungs were better and the cancer shrunk and all this stuff. And now that people have, because people, well, hey, they said marijuana was bad, but it wasn't, let me try this. And they believe a lot of people try some of these drugs that the government says is bad, but it's not, because cannabis wasn't dangerous. It was actually beneficial to them. It actually helped them. And I think what's going to happen is, hey, you know, be honest about this virus, because who's going to believe if another virus comes around? Because if something comes around, I'm not going to buy it. I mean, every time you turned around, well, new Chinese reports came out, and I was talking about this, that the virus is way worse than they said it was. That way more people are dying and all this stuff. And when you're now looking into it, I don't buy any of that stuff. It wasn't really out there. It wasn't really the truth. Just like there's all these, now they have these like where it's like Babylon or whatever. It's like a where you can make like a fake story, and then people kind of make stories that, I mean, if I was to do that, it'd be so not believable. It'd be so obvious one way or the other. It wouldn't be, but so many people make them to where they're kind of believe, like you could believe it, and you have to look at that very carefully. Okay, who's the source? What's behind it? I mean, that's the hardest thing about doing this conversation that drives me kind of nuts, is you have to do your due diligence. And, okay, well, I've never heard of this site. I've never heard, okay, I've never heard of, let me see if I can find, let me see if I can find audio. Let me see if I can find video or audio of it, because I've never heard of this. You know, this is not Breitbart. This is not Fox or NBC or MSNBC or CNN or any of those. I've never heard of it. It's not the Epoch Times.
I did report CNN for being fake.
I did.
I do too.
Oh yeah, I need to get on Drain the Swamp and let them know that, to go to CNN and click and report it. Because if you get a bunch of people there, they have to look. They have to investigate everything. I mean, is that a lie?
No, they are fake news.
Yeah, they are. CNN is fake news. CNN is fake news. But, I mean, now you got William Barr. Someone had to pay him off, because there probably won't be criminal investigations between Obama and Biden. That's why I picked Trump, because I thought I would see Biden and, like, Obama and Clinton and them in prison.
I think they're going to go after Clapper and Comey. I think they're going to fall on the sword.
Yeah, that's... yeah. Oh, well, yeah. It's just one of those things that it's this new world we live in, you know. And I mean, I like how Pat Sajak has come out, but it's sort of like, you know, hey, these media elitists are telling out-of-work Americans to have nothing. Stay home, stay home. You need to stay home. When they have nothing, they want to work. Sorry, we're not all Democrats. Some of us actually want to have a job and work. Well, me and my wife. See, like I was talking to a guy where I work, and like my wife is an essential person. You know, I'm not to brag or anything, but the government deems me as essential. But I haven't known any, nothing's really changed for me, except for a couple weeks there were some fewer cars. Now I know it's back to normal, because the cars are about the same as they've always been, just I'm getting on my way home behind like four semis. And it's like going through the city with semis and, okay, yeah, every 5 seconds there's a stop. And then if the semi has to stop, he has to go back into first, you know, back into like fourth gear and then, you know, and start all over again. I'm like, oh. Honey, I'll be home at midnight if this semi ever gets moving. But yeah, but I mean, it's nice to see someone like Pat Sajak, who I've always admired. I didn't know he was a conservative, but yeah, I know. But like back in the day, I didn't know it. But I was always a kind of a fan of the Wheel of Fortune. I had to have like I had to have all the letters lit up, and then I might be able to I might be able to try to read the sentence. Yeah, I mean, there are people that have like one letter. In the jungle with a book. All right. And I'm like, you got that from one letter? I would have all the letters and I'd be like, what does that say? I can't read it. Just, you know. I mean, because there was like, there's been like a couple people on the show that have like one letter and they get like the whole phrase. And then it's like, did this person get the answer ahead of time? How did he know it? We're going to investigate. I'm Geraldo Rivera, and for the next 7 hours, we're going to look into finding out what that contestant knew about that phrase that he was able to answer on Wheel of Fortune with only one letter.
Well,
join me.
That's all Geraldo Rivera is smart enough to report on.
Hello, I'm Geraldo Rivera, and for the next 20 years, we're going to investigate where's Jimmy Hoffa. We're going to be live, folks. A 20-year live stream on Where's Jimmy Hoffa? I'm Geraldo Rivera. Stick around.
You know, I knew he was a joke when he was all that hyped up about the tune. Remember that anti-tune he reported on?
It was Al Capone's vault, yeah.
Yeah.
And they could have honestly seen that there was something in there ahead of time. And then that way, if there wasn't, they can... Okay, no. There was nothing in it. And they had like that big special and they're like, what? It's empty. Empty what? It's empty. What do you mean? Yeah, it's Geraldo, empty means nothing there. If you're hungry and you come to an empty stove, that means there's no food. But it's nice to see Pat Sajak come out and be like, finally, someone on our side is like, hey, you know, all these $2 million a year media people making money. Oh yeah, I got a $20 million mansion.
You know that one video I like to watch every night about that autistic child.
Yeah.
Well, I looked up on YouTube today. He's worth between $1 and $5 million of what he makes on YouTube. Okay, and he's all acting paranoid and don't know what he's going to do because his daughter won't wear hats or like anything on her head or face.
Yeah.
Oh, she can't go out because she won't wear a mask. You're an idiot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, I've basically been, and this was not a, like, if you've ever been in the Army, and they have those masks that they wear, like when they go into the gas chamber, and then they have to take it off, and they have to, okay, I'm Corporal Melissa Sergeant Wilcout Jr., the 13th, whatever. My badge number is 268149J, da-da-da, and they have to recite all this stuff. He had something like that, but it was just like a front thing, like a huge, I mean, like a firefighter having like a big, I'm like, I just wanted to sit there and go, I guess, and tap him on the shoulder and go, but I'm not that type of person. I don't call, you know, I mean, I'm just like,
do if, that, but then it's like, you know what?
If you want to wear that, that's fine. If you believe that,
don't think they're going to force me to.
Yeah. That's the problem. Like, I have to get a hold of Nathan by Thursday. I have to see if I can borrow one of the works like hazmat suits. And when I go to get my haircut, wear that whole thing, like the whole, I'm here to get my hair cut. Nah, I wouldn't do that. See, my producer is also my assistant. She does so much things for me, and she actually made my appointment, so.
You're working.
Yeah, it's just amazing. She's awesome. So, they know I'm coming. I'm like, because, like, it's normally a first, it's normally like, hey, you go there and whatever. So, it's going to be interesting to see moving forward what happens with it. And, you know, I think, well, I'm going to get into this really quickly because.
She said they'll take your temperature when you go in.
Uh-huh. Well, do they sterilize the probe?
I told them not to, to make it extra greasy, though.
See, kids of today don't know what it's like to sit there when you're 16 and you have one of those like metal probes that the glass tubes full of mercury that they stick up there.
A thermometer.
Yeah.
Not a probe.
Well.
You get picked up by an alien, they'll show you what a probe is.
No, what do you think they call it? Yeah, we call them a thermal probe in the restaurant business. That's what we call a thermometer, a thermal probe. But yeah, you had a glass thing and you had to, they didn't have a thing that you went like this, 95, and you had to sit there and hold the thing up there and then they pull it out. And kids have it so easy these days. I mean, but once you got older, of course, then they had like the glass one that you stuck under your tongue.
It was the same one, you just hope they cleaned it. It's the same thing.
Oh, I know. And to think back then,
they wouldn't have known what to do with this virus.
Oh my God. But like in, Louisiana, they're looking at moving forward with two medical marijuana bills to give. And I think it's great that the stuff is finally moving forward. And I think it's going to get to the point where you're going to be like, and that's one thing I want to get into because that's the big thing. If you're new to cannabis and you want to get, talk to someone like me that knows medically about it and things, because you're going to be like a kid in a candy store if you go to a dispensary and you're like, oh, yeah. And then you're going to get, oh, give me a half an ounce of this. And then you're going to take it home. You're not going to like it. It's not going to help you because it's not the right strain. It's not the right. And then you're going to make, oh, I got all this stuff and I spent. No, you want to get like, so like when you do wet shaving, you want to get like a bunch of the double-edged blades, get a Japanese feather blade. Get a Darby Extra. Get maybe a Dorico or a Sark or a. Like a Gillette yellow or green, and see which blade you like because every face is different. I like Darby Extras. Now, if I shave for a really long time, if I haven't shaved in 4 days, I like Merkur too, but my go-to is Darby Extra, and everyone's different. And when you go to a cannabis shop, okay, if you have elbow pain, okay, what kind of creams do you have? What kind of high CBD creams? And I think eventually you're going to be able to get some really good CBD at a reduced price because now that you can grow it legally, hemp, CBD, and you can extract, you know, you're going to, I think it's going to be a good thing because it's a great medicine. My muscle doctor loves it, supports it.
Can I ask a really stupid question?
Yes.
You know how they had marijuana oil?
Yeah.
Or cannabis oil? If you, like, put that, this is going to be weird, but if you put that in water, like bath water, and you soak in it, would it do anything? Would it soak into your body and get you high?
If you take, like, a high THC oil and rub it, like if I was to decarboxylate weed and extract it into coconut oil and use that as a lotion for like pain, I'm not going to get high from it. You don't have to worry about taking like a, if you get a really good indica and you rub it on your forehead, like in a cream, it's going to help with a headache, but you're not going to get high from it. You know, like CBD doesn't get you high. Anything, you might get a little bit sleepy from it. But you're not, like, it has to be ingested, sort of like wheat. If you have celiac disease, you don't have to worry about if your shampoo has wheat in it or barley or rye, because it's not going to bother you because it's not getting into your stomach. If you are allergic to it, then if it touches you, you can have issues. So, yeah. I mean, remember, there's no such thing as stupid questions, just stupid people. That's what Mr. Garrison always said. And it's true. But, you know, it's just one of those things. Like, I just, that's the biggest issue I have, because I want to get into some Premier League news real quick. But before that, you know, if you go to a dispensary, you're going to be like a kid in a candy store. And you're going to be like, oh, I want this. And like, instead of getting, you want to get like a little bit of, okay, this is what I deal with. What should I do? Okay, well, if you want to kind of be more up and going, you want a more sativa dominant, okay, you want to relax at night, you know, you want to get some indica dominant, whatever, you know, try a little bit of, okay, I'll give you a little bit of a sativa dominant, a little bit of a indica dominant, and give you like two of each, so you can get like a little bit of each and try and see which one works for you, because you got to treat everything like medicine and respect it.
That's the thing. If people would treat cannabis like antibiotics, it wouldn't be abused.
Yeah.
If the government hadn't lied and said how bad it was, it could have given you respect for it.
Yeah, but when they spent millions of dollars to make it demonized so that they could go after it, since they couldn't go after alcohol since it became legal. I want to switch gears to the Premier League, because the players in the English Premier League want to get back. We want to start training. They're demanding it, and they're trying to figure out safety protocols and stuff. So they're going to get back training. I believe some of them are, but they want to get back to like full training. Usually it's like, okay, you train for a day, then you have like a logbook. Okay, I'm coming in at this time. I'm training here. And then they clean it, and then you come in and you train, and so they're trying to do as best they can social distancing with training. But I can tell you, when the Bundesliga was on, I was in tears, because it's like football, but it's the most creepiest, eeriest feeling when you can hear like the echoes from the fans, because there's no one there. And I said from the fans, you wouldn't hear an echo with the fans there, but like when there's no one, it's just weird to see like only like the essential people playing football. No one else. It's like the weird. It's just weird to see like a huge stadium that would have like 40,000 people and it's empty, but like the players on the pitch. It's kind of, but it's like unique though, because you'll never probably see it again. At least I hope not. But it was just like, it's football. Like I've said before, it's Cambridge Football Club in Nottingham Forest. They're playing. It's football. It's live. It's, you know, there are some people that have actually tried to find old matches that they haven't seen and don't know who won so they can watch it. They can, and but yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be, I think the season's going to be, they're going to get the season completed. And I think we can get Jadon Sancho for sure if the season gets completed. I think a lot of clubs, but I think it's still going to be a lot of barter and trade. You're going to have a lot of barter and trade. It's going to be a lot of, hey, we'll give you Paul Pogba. Because I think Sancho really does expect a transfer. He wants to go, and, you know, Dortmund don't want to get rid of him. So they're going to play hardball. But Timo Werner, I think it could possibly, I'd love to see him come to United. And I think that United is in a position, because we have tons, and because our owners are cheap. And since they're cheap, I think they put some money aside, and this is an opportunity to, hey, we can spend some money, get a couple, because you got, Bruno Fernandes. So we had probably the best January transfer. We could have possibly the best if they spend some money. And we could be right back in the thick of things. If Pogba stays and we get a Jadon Sancho or a Timo Werner, bam. We're not that bad off. And I honestly think you're going to look back and Sal, remember when people wanted to get rid of Ollie? Are you kidding me? He's won an FA Cup, 2 Premier League titles, and he's gotten us to the Champions League final. I could see that happening. Will it? I don't know. But I think I could see that happening.
I
think he could. I mean, I honestly think.
We don't know what's going to happen with the league.
We don't know. But I think with Jadon Sancho, I think he wants Champions League. So if we can't give him Champions League, I think he'll go to Liverpool. But then again, look at Bruno Fernandes. He's like, I want to come to United. And you think about it. Hey, you can be a part of you can be a part of the club when it gets turned back around and make it what it is. It's up to you. I mean, I think Ollie's going to turn the club around, and I think he's – we'll have to wait and see, though. I mean, only time can tell. But I had about 2 minutes and 30 seconds or so left, so I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I got the PayPal link if you want to donate and help out. Feel free. Feel free. Because this stuff is not cheap. And I want to thank you so much for tuning in. And I think we can do some good deals. I think that they've been cheap. Now, hey, we might be able to get some Erling Haaland. We had an opportunity for him. So, I don't know. I just think it's going to be interesting. I just hope that if they can spend some money this summer, we can have some decent players. And we can have a club that's pretty decent, get even better. We got Bruno Fernandes. We got, like, the best transfer of anybody. So, it's just one of those things. I think that he dominated. We dominated that transfer window, so I think we can move forward. So, it's going to be interesting. We'll have to wait and see what happens with that moving forward with Jadon Sancho. And, you know, if we can get him, we got Bruno Fernandes. If we get Pogba to stay, I think he'll stay for a year. And then, depending on what next season looks like, he'll make a determination. If we're in Champions League and we're possibly going to win and do some stuff and contend for titles, he'll stay. If not, I think he'll want to go. So we'll have to wait and see, though. But it's been a great conversation. You know, just live your life. Enjoy it. Enjoy your life. I mean, get out there and do. I'm debating on if I'm going to – with my hair, what I want to do, because I want to trim it up so it looks even and nice, but I like the length of it. I can actually like play with the hair and it's not like super super short. I don't know.
I like it.
My wife likes it too. So, but thank you so much, and don't forget, with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pleasure each other, our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Thursday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.